Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I'm your host, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson. And I actually have my cousin here today, Dane.
Hey, man, I'm Dane. I'm here to, you know, sit on this podcast and have a little bit of fun today.
Oh, yeah.
Freak you out a little bit.
We're talking about cannibalism, so this is going to be funny. Cannibalism is the act of eating human flesh or organs. It was actually a socially accepted practice before the 17th century.
It's a little worse than having a fly in your soup, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're literally, it's just the consumption of human flesh. It's existed for a very long time. Obviously, people starve in certain cases and stuff happens where they, like, have to do it. Like, there's that movie Alive where all the kids crash in the plane and they have to eat each other to survive. Yeah, that's a case. But there's people that just use it as even a delicacy.
Which now, is a little sidebar on that. Fucked. In that movie there, Alive, the actors actually had to eat raw, I believe it was goat meat. I can't remember. But
really?
They were ripping the flesh off, and that's what their simulation for human flesh was.
That's fucked. I didn't know that at all. Okay, so we're going to start, this is like kind of cannibalism and some of the history. So even in the Great Famine of 1315 to 17, marked as extreme level of cannibalism. So obviously the famine, everyone's fucking starving, and yeah, they're huge cannibalism. So if it says extreme level, so there was probably people eating each other left and right. That's pretty crazy. And I've got the island Carib ribs, would practice a ritual rite of cannibalism. So they would eat people for a fucking ritual, which is pretty weird. Rumors, even recording during the drought of 1200 to 1201 in the Nile River region, people were eating each other. That's pretty crazy. During periods of starvation in early Homo sapiens, obviously, that's like, you know, cavemen were eating each other. That makes fucking total sense.
There were no human rights then and people to make issues about.
No, exactly. They just think if somebody dies, like, well, we might as well eat him, cook him up, you know.
Yeah, is he still fresh?
Yeah. You know, like even years ago in Europe, some of the oldest evidence of cannibalism, yeah, they do it in funeral rites. So when somebody dies, they would eat the person. Which is like just for like where it was a religious practice almost.
Well, something really weird that I believe still goes on now, which is kind of the beginning portion of the cannibalism, is certain areas where they preserve the bodies of the dead. They actually cook them to preserve the bodies. So imagine having to, you know, roast your brother over the fire or something like that just to preserve.
I wouldn't mind maybe doing that to my brother, but, you know. you know, obviously the Middle Ages, they did cannibalism. They used it for nutrients. They obviously didn't have that much food and cattle, so they ate each other. And it even started being used as medicine, corpse medicine, where they would, like, exhume a body and like, pretty much understand what they could eat from the human body that would gain nutrients better than others.
Well, I think like 50 to 70 years ago, you could go to the store, the pharmacy, and you could get like ground mummy dust for certain things. I can't remember what it was for, but it was really strange when you hear that.
That sounds fun. I would love to have that in my house. Get some mummy dust.
Yeah.
Maybe smoke it and a mummy will come back, just like on How High. yeah, so, you know, in the first settlers, some of these colonists, obviously, when the first settlers came over here, even to Canada, we know where we're from, which, you know, this is obviously a Canadian-based podcast, you know, so, like, there's going to be Canadian stories and a lot of upcoming podcasts that will be fun. So around 1609 to 1610, known as the Starving Time, that people were starving and had to eat, so, you know, people were dying, so they just ate each other, which I get that if you gotta eat to survive, you know, you gotta eat somebody, that sucks, but you know what, you gotta survive. So one colony resorted to eating a body of a 14-year-old girl, so that's fun. So fucked. Okay, now we're gonna do cases of cannibalism in recent times. Okay, this guy Austin Haroff in Florida was making animal noises when police arrived to the grisly scene and found Austin on top of John Stevens tearing his flesh with his teeth. Pretty fucked,
that's fucked up.
Cops tased this crazed fucking 19-year-old. The kid was only 19 and even got a dog to attack, but the kid wouldn't stop. The kid just kept going. I think he was possessed.
That sounds like the issues that people have been having with the bath salt craze and taking mm-hmm. bath salts when they found that man chewing the homeless guy's face. I mean,
there was no evidence that he was on drugs either. That's what's weird. I think, like, I really believe in possession, and people can get possessed by otherworldly forces. There's other different dimensions. I think that something was possessing this kid, and it was something that ate humans. I highly believe in the reptilians and stuff, so, you know, who knows? Maybe they were just possessing him and wanted a nice little snack. Okay, now we're going to talk about Jeffrey Dahmer. Just to quickly, like, Jeffrey Dahmer murdered people from 1978 to 1991, which is a pretty long time, over like 12 years, where he would pick up dudes from gay bars, and he was more of a product killer, where he just had the fascination and turned on by bodies. He liked black men, especially because of the hairless chest. He liked chests for some fucking reason. Isn't that fucking creepy? He used to inject acid into some of his victims' skulls and their brains to make them zombies, or even he injected one of his victims with Bacardi.
Are we talking about like acid, the hallucinogen, or
like sulfuric acid?
Oh man,
yeah. So we'll probably
brain melter.
Yeah, it'd eat away his brain and Bacardi, which I thought was fucking really weird. How he injected fucking booze in some guy's head.
If they turned into a zombie, they'd get to be drunk. So,
yeah,
hey, that's all right.
And even in one case, yeah. I'd rather have that than fucking some of the shit that he did to people. There was even one case where one of his victims got loose. He was obviously drugged up and naked, and he walked to the cops, and the cops were like, kind of like, what the fuck? And Jeffrey ran over and was like, oh, hey, this is my boyfriend, my lover. He's all drunk and stuff. I need to take him back. And the cops were like, yeah, take this fucking faggot elsewhere kind of thing, and like let him pretty much take this kid, and this kid died. And it's pretty crazy. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer was pretty sick. I'm going to do a podcast about him. But, you know, when they found him, he had, like, penises in his fridge and heads in his fridge and shit. Very, very fucked up stuff.
That's fucked, because that just shows you why, like, a lot of the time you can't trust the system, you know? This guy went for friggin' help, and they're just mm-hmm. like, get out of here. So, you know,
especially back in the 80s. They didn't give a fuck about some gay guy that was drunk, right? The cops didn't even want to deal with it, probably. But he's definitely infamous. Jeffrey Dahmer used to get wasted to kill his victims. I don't think he enjoyed the killing part. I think he just enjoyed having the body parts, which is really fucked up. He was a product killer. He liked having these objects, human body parts. That's what really got him off. So it's really fucked. He served 16 life sentences, which included necrophilia. So obviously he was having sex with these dead bodies, which is fucking gross.
He was just a whole bag of fucked up.
Yeah, he was a whole bag of fucked. Yeah, he was very interesting. I can't wait. There's a movie coming out called My Friend Dahmer, and it goes through more of his childhood and what led him up to become the serial killer, which looks really fucking interesting. This one's called Ex Mr. Gay. He was Mr. Gay of the UK, which is really funny. I put ha 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 because it's kind of weird. His name is Anthony Morley. Anthony Morley killed his boyfriend Damien Oldfield. Damien Oldfield. What a name. Then he cooked and ate his flesh. This is pretty funny. Morley, Anthony, the guy, the Mr. Gay of the UK. This is in 2008. Anthony slashed his boyfriend's throat and then stabbed him multiple times while they were watching Brokeback Mountain.
Of all movies.
I thought that was so funny. I know. It's like, Jesus, fuck. I'm glad I've never seen that.
So apparently, you know, even the people the movie was for didn't like the acting there. You know,
fuck,
who was it? Jake Gyllenhaal.
And rest in peace, which
was Heath Ledger.
I
mean, Heath, but apparently even they didn't like the acting. The guy wanted to kill his boyfriend after watching it.
That's so true. That's so funny. I'm going to do one about celebrity deaths, and I think they killed Heath Ledger. That's just my opinion. I think they periodically kill celebrities for to consume the energy for a thought form. So we'll talk about that one time. So like, he cut off obviously certain sections of his boyfriend. This is pretty crazy. He cut off his leg. Anthony was a trained chef, actually, and he carved up his lover and seasoned his flesh with herbs in olive oil and ate it. Excuse me. This reminds me of a Simpsons episode that just happened.
This reminds me of a nice steak dinner, but...
No, this reminds me of this. There's a Simpsons episode that just came out, Treehouse of Horrors, where Homer eats himself by accident, and then he likes the taste of his flesh. And so he just keeps carving. He realizes that only thing that can please him is, like, eating himself. He even goes over to Flanders' house, and Flanders has this nice steak, and Homer's like, oh, what is this? This is disgusting. And Flanders' like, you love your steak. And it's really funny. So then Marge, because the family's away for a weekend, right? So Homer has the ability to do this to himself. And then Marge comes downstairs. She's like, Homer, you shouldn't be eating so late. And he's got his leg in butter cooking on the stove, and he's got no legs and, like, barely any fingers and shit. It's really funny, but fucked up. Yeah, so he ate his leg. So that's why he makes the thing. He ate his boyfriend's leg, seasoned it up. Around 2:30 a.m. that morning, he stumbled into a shop nearby covered in blood, and he was dressed in gold. Like, this guy sounds like a fucking mad flamer. That's crazy. Like, glitter, here you come. Like, it's fucking, that's weird. Like, I'm covered in blood. Please help me. But he told the staff he had to kill somebody because he almost got raped. And obviously the police found out about it, and it was pretty much like,
weird.
Yeah, it was all bullshit. He was the former model was convicted to life in prison and found guilty on October 17th, 2008. So pretty much in the same year they convicted him. Usually trials take a long time, but obviously this kid was just like, you're done. You know, you fucking obviously did this, right? Very weird. Albert Fish is quick. He was supposed to be one of the first serial killers, really. He only killed about two people. But what made him so infamous is he killed this girl, Grace Budd, and ate her, and then he sent a letter to the parents saying that he ate the daughter. And
she was delicious.
Like, her ass was delicious. He said her buttocks was delicious and the best part. And he cooked her in his oven so fucked up. And she came upstairs. She was out in the yard playing. She came upstairs, and because he told the parents he was going to take her to a birthday party that he was going to with his niece. So he lured this girl. She was out in the backyard playing, and Albert Fish, pretty much when she came upstairs, was butt naked. He's an old, ugly ass fucking man. And then he pretty much and probably raped her a little bit. And
yeah. This is people like that that change the dynamic of the world. You know, that's why you can't, like, kids can't even friggin' answer the door anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
He was like a werewolf. That's what he was called and shit. Yeah, right. Yeah. So fuck. So he was killed by the electric chair at the Sing Sing Jail in New York in 1936. That sounds like I'd go to the Sing Sing Jail. Do they all sing down there? Sing Sing Jail. Like, I don't know. It sounds pretty funny. That's fucking weird, Sing Sing. But that he was... So Albert Fish was a sadomasochist, so he enjoyed pain. Like, he played a game even where his children would slide down his back and, like, dig their nails into his fucking back. He was an extremely fucking sick fucking man. Or, like, it was, it was his kids or one of his wife's kids. But he used to shove pins into his ass, for part of this pleasure that he liked of sadomasochism. So when they, did him in electric chair, when they electrocuted him in the electric chair, they had to do it twice, because the first time it short circuited the electric chair because he had so many pins in his ass.
Oh, that's funny.
Is that fuck? Like, he'd be like, what the fuck? And, like, he obviously would have told them after, like, awesome, the pins in my butt.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ, Jesus. The guy was fucked. I'm going to do a podcast about that. That would be a good, like, 2-hour one because it's going to be extensive. Yeah.
Very long story there.
Yeah.
Especially if it's going to end with pins in your ass. Where does that start?
I know. It's so true. His life was very interesting.
When he was born, the doctor slapped him across the face. Yeah. In the end, he should have pins up his ass.
It's true.
But I figured out the middle.
People associate a lot of times, like, people associate fetishes and stuff and sexual fetishes with, like, things that happened when they were, like, kids. Like, the shoe fetish killer, it fucking liked his mom's shoes.
Probably, like, a combination of both. Something that they find fascinating, but then a trauma that happens in life that changes the way their brain sees that fascinating object.
Yep.
pushes them in a different direction.
It's so true. It's very creepy.
Or, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. This guy's name is Armin Muse. He received a life sentence for killing and eating a man he met on the internet. I remember reading about this in 2001. This guy named Bernard Junin. I'm not going to pronounce this. This is obviously in the UK. He responded to his internet site asking for someone who wanted to be killed and eaten, which is actually... It's a weird fetish.
Because it has to be, it's weird on both ends of it, because the one person likes to eat people and the other person that
wants to be eaten.
So when you think about that, you know, what is crazier, right?
Yeah.
The person that likes to eat people or the person that wants to be eaten.
Yeah, it's very weird. I remember reading about this, and this happens a lot of times. There's a guy
that's like a psychosexual fantasy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is fucking weird. Like,
it's not like something that you'll get to do again.
No,
because once you're done, you're done. Right?
Yeah, it's very weird, and this is like there's lots of stuff on the dark web, which I'm doing a dark web episode, but that's gonna be very dark because there's some very sick shit on the dark web. But there's people on the dark web that do that like want to be eaten. And they'll put out an ad asking if someone will, like, essentially kill and eat them. This is really fucked up. Excuse me, moi. We're drinking a little shock top. So, he took this guy back to his farm in Rottenburg, Germany. I knew it was German. Where Armin cut off this guy's penis. And they both tried to eat it. So, I listened to a podcast, actually, about this case. And it was pretty crazy, like...
Hey, what is with German people and their Frankfurts, man?
Oh, I know.
Sausage, man.
It's so fucking weird. Sausage. So they drugged him up and stuff, and they both tried to eat the one guy's dick after he cut it off. So just imagine this guy's, like, losing blood, like, you know, it reminds me of, like, Scream, like, you cut me too deep, man, you cut me too deep, I'm fucking dying, man.
Yeah,
like,
a little too far there.
Yeah. And, like, I wonder if he regretted it or if he was too drugged up. To, like, realize and shit, it's, like...
Well, it's, like, the stupidest thing you can do, because that's, like, a frickin'... There's a major artery
down
there. Yeah,
there's,
like,
a major artery.
I'd rather, like, cut off a finger. Or all my fingers.
It's so fucked. I guess they struggled to eat it, too, and that it was, like, the dick was, like, too, like, on that leathery,
chewy.
But chewy.
Well, they
yeah, chewy.
Freaking cook it.
No, I guess they cooked it. I'm pretty sure they cooked it.
You know,
he
like,
fried.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like cooking a friggin' flank steak, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. Like I don't know, this guy's fucked. Yeah, he was drugged in the process. He put him in like a bathtub.
Ice bath. To
yeah.
Keep him dying.
Yeah, probably. And then he stabbed him to death and chopped off his body and frozen into pieces. And he like was gonna fucking like just eat him slowly.
Yeah.
Investigators estimate he ate around 45 pounds of the victim, which
wow.
is pretty crazy. That's like a fucking boy, like a 8-year-old, 10-year-old boy. They are about like 50, 60 pounds. You know what I mean? If they're skinny
yeah.
fucking ones, I wasn't.
that's
crazy.
A leg and an arm
well, I wonder how he did it. Like I didn't get into really details, but I wonder how he did the entire thing and how much time it took and what he ate first or what was eaten. Like, what did he try? Did he try his fucking, ooh, let me try an eyeball. Let me try the fucking nose. Yeah, that'd be all cartilage gross. You know what I mean? I just wonder, like, it's so fucking weird. So he was arrested in 2002. He almost got manslaughtered because the man wanted to be eaten. Which is so funny, but,
yeah.
like, they're not going to do that. This guy's obviously
well, the
sick.
The thing is, see, they probably couldn't give him manslaughter, though, because manslaughter is generally through it not, like, you not meaning to kill the person.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, even though the victim wanted it, I mean, he had premeditated killing this guy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Before the fact. So, I mean, like, you can't really give him manslaughter for that because even though the victim was willing,
yeah, he still
he had to
yeah.
think about it, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's not like a heated moment where two people are fighting and someone's, like,
yeah,
kill someone.
But I honestly some of those cases of manslaughter, I don't even think they should be in jail. If they actually were
yeah.
just protecting themselves, hey,
yeah, no,
shit
definitely.
Fucking happens, honestly. Like, so it was overturned, obviously, and he was found guilty of the murder in 2006. This trial took fucking like 4 years.
That's the system.
Yeah, it's a long time. He would have been in and out of cells. So here, this guy Peter Bryan, he murdered his friend Brian Cherry. Which is kind of funny.
Murdered Brian Cherry.
Brian Cherry. That's a fucking weird name. In February 2004.
Wait, he wanted to eat him?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably because he stole his name and he tastes like cherries.
Peter Brian and Brian Cherry, they sound like fucking folk singers. He hacked both of his, and they're friends too. He hacked his friend's fucking arms off and then fried his brain in butter.
I want to know where people find these types of friends.
I know, that's fucking extremely weird. He fried his brain in butter. I wonder if that would be good.
Or the person himself wakes up one day, you know, he has all those urges to kill someone and eat him. Like, I'm gonna kill my best friend. And
yeah, I know. I just think that's why people get possessed. That's why I think people are possessed. I think that I said on the last podcast with my buddy Mac that, like, I think that, like, there's a reason why all this fucked up stuff happens.
Well,
like humans
killers,
at heart.
Like, a
yeah.
lot of serial killers pick people on the fringe of society.
Yeah.
Most of them, right?
Yeah, like, they, picked off, like, strippers and prostitutes and shit,
you know,
because nobody cared about them.
I'm gonna kill my friend and eat my friend.
I know, they call them, it's funny, they bring it up, they call them the less dead, because people don't really look for them
and
stuff.
Well, not only that, though, it's not only that, but it's the fact that you don't know them,
yeah.
So you're desensitized to it.
Yeah, and
you
have heroin
so, like,
addiction, they have no family, you know what I mean?
About it,
like,
if it was me and you, you know, like, we're cousins, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a little different. Like,
somebody would.
So how can you just turn to your best friend and think, I'm going to eat you, versus someone you don't know?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So
and it's probably out of a whim. Yeah, so he fried his brain in butter, which people do fucking eat brains. People eat monkey brains in Africa. It's a delicacy.
In India, they have chilled monkey brains.
Yeah, you remember fucking Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. That was like one of my favorite parts. And it's like they bring out the monkey brains. Oh, so creepy. It's a great movie, actually. Yeah, our grandfather's favorite movie. He spent years in prison for another murder, which is interesting. And then he was let free on a release of a community order. So I don't think anybody found out about this. Oh, no, they found out about it after this. 9 weeks later, he murdered one of the patients at this place, obviously a psych ward, so he got busted for something else. But he was in this wacky bin. He killed a patient inside this wacky bin, which is pretty interesting. And so he fucking, I'm pretty sure that now they know when he was, he's convicted and arrested and everything. That's that was one of our last stories for the cannibalism. There's definitely lots of stories. But there's not too much in depth we need to get really within cannibalism, because we could do one story in depth about it.
Curiously enough, because earlier you touched on the fact that you're going to do dark web podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait for
it. I wonder, now think about this in relation to cannibalism, beyond the fact of someone reaching out to someone that they want to eat and be eaten.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have just, like, you can find the Anarchist Cookbook about, you know, destructive stuff. I wonder if you can find the cannibal cookbook.
There's definitely
I'm gonna look that up.
Oh,
from people that have tried it before and give you recipes on how it's gonna taste. Now, also being a cannibal, how do you select your victim? Like, if you really enjoy,
wouldn't you want a fat woman?
No, but
like
skin.
And
but that's a problem though, because
fucking
there could be
fat rolls.
There could be too much fat.
Oh yeah,
right?
There's
so you want for the flavor. So you may need to find someone that's like a
lean
vegan. Because they're healthy.
Yes.
But not a vegan that works out too much, because they're going to be way too lean, right? So you need like a vegan that is just healthy because of their lifestyle.
No, that's true, because you wouldn't want a fat person, you know.
Well, think about
quantity
it.
Is not quality, because the fat would burn, and supposedly human fat is very flammable and shit,
and
too.
Not only that, if someone was like that, there's a high likelihood that they don't eat the best, right?
So
the stuff they're putting into them is going to be like a meat.
Yeah, they're,
and
speaking
also,
of that,
if you're going to cut a nice steak, you're going to have to, you know, how much fat are you going to have to trim off that if you want a nice steak?
Speaking of that, too, you smoke, right? No one wants to eat you.
No.
Your fucking skin would taste terrible.
Yeah, but
terrible.
I mean, even you right now, you're not even, like, quit smoking 7 years.
I know.
So, I mean, you probably wouldn't taste the best either.
No, I would not. I would just be, like, they would just cut me open and it's, like, alcohol would pour from my veins. I would be like,
booze. Maybe I have a smoky flavor, you know?
It could be true, you know what I mean? Some people like that, like, nice crust, that burnt crust on the fucking roast. But yeah, that's so true, because you'd want someone who was lean.
You just have to barbecue me. You don't have to put me on the smoker after.
Yeah.
Like, I've already got the smoky flavor.
What part you think of the body would be like the filet mignon, the expensive part. Yeah, like
So we're gonna ask you
guys. I heard the ass.
Okay, so we're gonna ask the people out there that are listening to this this podcast here, all you listeners out there. I want you to hit Tomcat back up, okay? And I want you to let him know what you think would be the tastiest body part and how you would maybe cook it, because you can't always just be, you know, that's the tastiest.
Yeah.
Because if you comparatively cook it, it could be tastier.
Oh, yeah. And I
and what are your sides and or your beer and wine pairings?
So. I was a chef for a while, and I think supposedly the buttocks is the most delicious because it's like tender and it has a lot of meat and it's not a lot of fat.
Well, how would you prepare that? What would you serve it
with?
It had to be
a nice juicy ass, nice big plump butt. And I don't know, I'd probably, olive oil like that one guy used obviously is a good idea. I'd season it with maybe even a little habanero spice.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, you gotta have a little bit of herbs in there. So you maybe, let me think. Obviously salt and pepper, you always gotta season your meat with salt and pepper. And cracked black pepper is really fucking good. If you do even put that in the meat, that would be delicious because it fucking absorbs into the meat.
If I was gonna do the butt. No, if I was going to do that, I'd take that butt. I'd take the oil, salt and pepper, season it. I would take a bit of barbecue sauce, put a bit of barbecue sauce on the outside. I would coat it.
Yeah, basically with barbecue sauce.
I'd smoke it for hours. And then what I'd do is I'd do
a slow smoke.
Like a nice pulled pork, a pulled human.
A nice pulled human slider
paired with a coleslaw on top. And probably just a nice ice cold lager on the side. just after all that, cooking, just a nice beer with that burger. Though.
Yeah,
nice
exactly. Sandwich. That's good. You think it would pull apart though? Like,
well, I mean, that's the only problem because are we close? We're close to pig, apparently.
Yeah, supposedly we are.
So maybe we cook similarly.
Oh, that was interesting.
You know, pulled tom sandwich. Exactly.
Tomcat sandwich. There you go. Well, I'm Tomcat, and this is my cousin Dane, and that was the Strange Brew Podcast on Cannibalism.
Thanks for having me, guys, and hopefully I can stop in regularly.
That was kind of a short one, but we can definitely do a longer one later. That's for sure.
Let us know what you think about the two of us.
No, you're going to be back anyway. You can hit me up at Tomcat Hip Hop, and you can actually email us at strangebrewpodcast@gmail.com. And that was the Strange Brew Podcast. Peace out, motherfuckers.